Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The Gift We Share by John Sewell for Friday, January 25th, 2019. This comes from an earlier issue of the Lutheran Layman. The text is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. Peter writes, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." There were 21 checkout counters at a grocery store, but only 3 of the counters were open. And I, John remembers, I was at the end of one long line of waiting people. I've been to that store many times, and I can't remember a single time when I saw all 21 counters open for business. Of course, as you know, the problem is not unique to grocery stores. Department stores never seem to have all of their counters manned either. And then there are banks and savings and loans institutions with their neat little signs, "Next window, please." Most recently, I was mildly irritated when I struggled up the stairs of a public building, carrying an armload of boxes, only to be met by little signs hung from chains in each of the 7 doorways. The signs all said, "Please use the doorway on Yuma Street." If doorways and counters exist for use and service, it seems to me that they ought to be used for those purposes. Of course, I know there must be some logical reason for the signs and barriers, and I do suppose that there must be some time when all the entrances, exits, and counters are used, but I've never had that experience. But then people, myself included, are like that too, aren't we? We have gifts and abilities, which ought to be used in the service of God and our fellow man. We are presented with many special service opportunities and circumstances, but, consciously or unconsciously, we hang out little signs that say things like, "Not available right now," "See someone else," "I'm too busy," "Come back later," "Sorry, I can't help," "Sorry, I won't help." How unlike all of that is of our Lord. There is no waiting when we call upon His help. In fact, there is abundant help and blessing from Him before we ever ask. You won't find any signs or messages that say He's too busy, too tired, or has too much to do. The bottom line, there are never any barriers as far as He is concerned. The prophet Isaiah said it well of those whom God has chosen in the 41st chapter of his book, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And what's more, his help is free." Sometimes we may have to wait, but His help and His answer are always worth waiting for. Sometimes, the best we can do for others is simply to be there. To be there for them, to be available. Offering someone our time is a gift we can give to everyone, just like God has done for us. Dear Heavenly Father, remind us to be like your Son, who always gave of himself for us, even unto death on a cross. In his name, amen.